B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss music station.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me through America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
type. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hello. Everybody's here, all accounted for. Loren?
Yes.
Roy?
Yeah.
Producer Nicole?
Yeah.
Intern Shannon? Intern Lindley? They're all here.
The talkative bunch.
Present.
No, we're here.
I wish our audience got introduced to them more or even know who these interns are, because I swear to God, they're characters. Well,
they have an internship podcast that you can go listen to that they're on.
Yeah. Well, they're better when you ask them questions, because their small answers is the hilarious part. It's like, so what'd you do yesterday? I sleep during the day and I'm up all night.
We're like, what excites you?
I like the Mets.
I can see they're listening back there. They were on one of our Rap Party podcasts for a long period of time, and we did a whole Q&A with them. I can't remember when it was, but maybe if you go to the app.
A couple weeks ago, I think, before we went on vacation.
But I didn't want to stop it. It's like 15 minutes of us drilling them with questions, because I think it's so fascinating.
We talked about this before. A lot of the interns that come in here are big personalities, and then you have these interns like Shannon and Lindley, who are awesome. They do hard work. We hardly know they're here, and then they're gone. I look up and they're gone at 9 o'clock. Done for the day. So, by the way, we are still looking for some new fall semester interns. If you're interested, you can reach out. Why not?
Add more.
Nicole.Weaver@bbgi.com or just call us.
Let's teach the future radio stars of America. You know?
Just call Nicole right now, and she'll interview you over the phone. You have to be able to get college credit, though. Give us your day in 30 seconds, Roy Boy. What'd you get into yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Me first?
What'd you do? Think about it.
I'm honestly blanking.
I know what you two did.
What did we do?
We were, like, text messaging the whole half of the day. You guys were updating me on the whole Philadelphia shooting.
I was involved in that for a good, probably 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
the Philadelphia police officer shooting that went down yesterday. 6 officers shot, everybody okay and released from the hospital.
That is a miracle.
And the suspect in custody. But I got on that early too. Like, I happened to get on Twitter, and I have a friend of mine who used to work in news in Memphis who now works in Philadelphia. So I follow her on Twitter, and she's like, breaking, 6 officers, or at that time it was only like 4 officers shot. So I immediately jumped over to the scanner.
Because that's rare for 4 officers to be shot.
Right?
Like that.
And I jumped over to the scanner, and I heard it, and they're like, go, go. It was like just like a movie. Go, go, go. Officer down. And I'm like, oh, my God, Roy, put on the scanner. Like,
I know.
It's crazy.
And then I was so judgmental. I'm like, oh, this is boring. And then it got good. And I'm like, then I was glued to it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And it just goes to show our first responders. You guys, I know a bunch of first responders are listening to us right now, men and women who go out there, and you put your lives on the line for us. It's amazing, and we just need to say thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I know the Charlotte Knights and our friends at Fox 46 did a whole thank you to the first responders at a game the other night.
Yeah.
But that's not enough, man.
No.
You guys are amazing. So,
really not.
All right, so yeah, that's what I did too. I sat on the scanner, and like Dean and Ruby were trying to play with me, and I'm like, shh.
Trying to listen to this.
Yeah. My daughter, I'll tell you one thing. My daughter is interesting with food. If she doesn't like something, she throws it. So she didn't want her sweet potatoes yesterday, so it was all over my floor.
That's normal.
And then I'm leaving today, and I look at the blinds, and I'm like, oh, there's sweet potato all over the blinds, too. And it was hard at that point. I had to, like, chisel it off. But what about you, Lauren? What did you do yesterday?
I ran for the first time yesterday in, like, I don't know, 2.5 years.
Who was chasing you?
I was on a treadmill.
Oh.
And I walked a lot, too, but I spent, like, 45 minutes on there. And my hips, my knees, and my ankles this morning are screaming for help.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't
do that. You got to stretch.
I did.
Okay. Well, that means that you're going to... You have to work your way back into it.
Yeah.
So a couple more runs.
Yeah, 45 minutes was probably a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I was told that I don't use my butt enough.
I remember you saying that.
And so I wonder if you have to do the same thing. Maybe you're not activating the right muscles.
Roy, I think I just haven't activated those muscles in 2.5 years. So my body's like... Yeah, we'll see in a few weeks, Lauren. Yeah.
Muscle activation.
Yeah.
And then I'm supposed to go to a bar class at 12 o'clock today with like three of my girlfriends.
What's that? What's a bar class?
It's like, I don't even know. I've never been to a bar class. But
B-A-R-R-E, right?
Yeah, our girlfriend is teaching it. So I got roped into it somehow. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. I need to work out anyway.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm getting myself into.
I thought she was talking about drinking.
No.
No, I wish. That's my kind of bar class.
Yeah, no, we have a bar place that opened out by us in Waxahachie. Amanda and my neighbor Kristen are all ready to get into it.
Is it hard?
They haven't started it yet, so it's hard to start, I guess. It's hard to take that first step. all right, so here's what we're going to do. We got the party boys. Remember these guys? The What's Up Council?
Yeah, they go to government, really official, serious things, and they say the most silliest things.
Yeah, Chad Kroger is one of the guys' names. They are fighting to make 4th of July... a longer holiday. In other words, they say that they rage so hard on the 4th of July, they tell the city council that they need to make another 4th of July holiday, even if it's not on the 4th of July.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mania Roy of the Ren Morning Show.
So the Party Boys, we are familiar with the Party Boys.
Yeah.
They're two guys that go to city council meetings up and down the California coast, and they bring issues that are super important to the city council. We've heard them before. There's a new one, and it has to do with the 4th of July. Give the Party Boys a listen for an early morning laugh.
Yeah, what up, council? My name's Chad Kroger. As most of you already know, 4th of July is my favorite holiday. Fireworks, hot dogs, and Bud Heavies. It's so legit. Like everyone before, this 4th of July was epic. And to paint a painting for you, I started the day by sinking a no rebuttal on the beer pong table with my girlfriend at 7 a.m., after that, a freaking earthquake happened, but I refused to let it shake me. Pun. It was the best day of my life, and the intimate things I said to my GF after cannot be shared. Which brings me to a larger issue. Why does the USA have so few party holidays? It doesn't make sense. I am ready to rage every day, so why does my country afford me so little opportunity? Kellen tried to make Flag Day a thing, but it sucked. That's why the forefathers threw tea in the harbor, to make room for more kegs. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard of...
She goes, are we getting there? Yeah, my point's coming. Don't worry, here it comes.
They have this queen there who celebrates her birthday twice. Once on her birthday in April, and again in June, because April in England is not conducive for tanning. So I propose that we declare a second Independence Day on the 2nd of July, the day of the movie Independence Day, with Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum came out.
And I recognize our singer.
What up?
From last time. So please make sure that it has to do with the city. We're all
of course,
here.
And thank you for that kind remembrance.
Thank you.
My dogs. I also want to say that I think Chad just killed it. He's very right that we need another holiday badly, and it should most definitely be an extra 4th of July. Not to overshare, but I lost my virginity on the 4th of July 10 days ago.
Oh.
We chugged Kirkland vodka from the bottle and reminisced about a religious retreat from high school while we watched the fireworks. She's the one. I hope you guys can create another holiday so regular hardworking citizens like me don't have to make these impossible choices. The pen is in your hand.
Thank you.
Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibition. Feel the rain on your skin. Everybody.
Oh my gosh. You have to just imagine the city council just staring at him and people who are there with legit arguments like, hey, my neighbor's parking his car on my side of the fence. I need the fence moved. And this guy's singing.
Feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else. No one else can speak the words on your lips.
And then finally they wrap it up.
Thank you.
You know,
so that was six minutes we can't get back.
You're allowed to sing? Like, is that really in your right to...
I guess the floor is yours, they say.
I guess you have a certain amount of time.
All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
ASAP Rocky, his verdict came down yesterday from Sweden, and now he's opening up about what he thinks of the decision.
I think we need to have an ASAP Rocky day.
I think so too, dude.
Totally, dude.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
There was a celebrity sighting yesterday in Raleigh. Of course, the Jonas Brothers were in town and doing their concert, but Joe's wife, Sophie Turner, was also in the crowd.
Cool.
And they'll be here in Charlotte on November 20th at the Spectrum Center. All I want is to see Priyanka. Like, I love the boys, love them, but like, I've always loved Priyanka.
Would you fangirl if you see her?
I think I would, actually.
I'd pay to see that.
See her fangirl?
See Lorraine fangirl.
Because I don't
Priyanka.
Really fangirl on anyone.
Right.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo I would.
Like, for like 2 weeks, that's all you kept talking about was J-Lo.
I'd play it cool, though. ASAP Rocky.
I'm ready for Priyanka to meet me if she wants to come over.
Oh, would you like a photo? ASAP Rocky, he is weighing in on yesterday's verdict. Coming down from Sweden that he is guilty of assault, and they have given him a suspended sentence, as we reported yesterday. But he took to Instagram to say, of course, I'm very disappointed by the decision, but I'm going to keep moving forward. And he also thanked everyone who showed him love and advocated for his justice during his fight against Sweden. So now at this point, he won't have to pay any community. He won't have to do any community service or pay any fines. But they are asking that he ponies up $22,000 in restitution and legal fees.
Hmm.
The Chrisleys. Yesterday, we told you that they were in trouble for fraud, bank fraud, amongst other things. Well, they have turned themselves in. Now, Todd Chrisley does still say that he is innocent, but he's going through the right channels at this point. The judge has set an unsecured bond of $10,000 each for him and his wife with travel restrictions.
Yeah, they're out.
And their son, Chase, is also facing financial troubles as well.
Oh.
He was slapped with a tax lien of $16,000 for not paying income taxes in 2014.
I smell a Chrisley's Dog the Bounty Hunter crossover, like where dog has to go get the Chrisley's because they didn't pay back their...
I like that.
Yeah, their bond.
I love the Chrisleys, too. So I'm just, waiting to see how this whole thing plays out. But that is your dirty for now.
All right, we're going to keep the spotlight on Loren Roy. I don't know if you know this or not, but Cash, her two-year-old son, almost three.
Yeah, he'll be three in October.
Holy cow. He's got what, a toy you don't like?
Yeah, it's not my favorite. And I'm the one who gave it to him.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Nicole said put on a great show at the Spectrum Center a couple nights ago.
And I really appreciate him because when he came to Charlotte, he did Charlotte stuff. He went to the Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. I like it when artists spend a little bit more time in the city.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's going on in your world there, Loren?
So I made the mistake of giving my son a certain toy. And now he is making my life a living hell.
Welcome to parenthood.
I know. And I know I can't be alone. I know there's got to be parents out there that have toys that they absolutely, like, are asking themselves why they gave this to their kids. But somebody had given me a microphone as a gag gift. And it makes, like, it's got echo on it and, like, makes all these noises and you can plug it into something and, like, actually record on it.
Right.
Well, I lost the cord to it, so it's just got batteries now. And I showed it to Cash one day, and he had no interest in it. So I was like, oh, all right, well, I'll show him what it does and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I show him what it does, and he still has no interest. So we put the toy away in the toy chest. Well, my man, in the last 2 weeks, now loves this toy and will not put it down.
Loren took video of Cash singing into the microphone so you guys can get a vibe on what it's like at Loren's house.
Hold on. Before you play this, now, just picture this. We've got, like, this bookshelf that has a, like, a flat bump out on it, and Cash likes to get up there now with his microphone
and perform.
Yeah. So not only is he screaming into this microphone, but he's stomping and like dancing.
It's his stage.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Listen to this.
Not singing anything, but just yelling yo.
He's a hype man.
Yeah.
Hey, how long does that
him
go
and
on?
DJ Khaled, man.
If he can make that DJ Khaled money, he can do that all day.
DJ, let me add the rap horn and see if it works. Hold on. Let's see. All right, so how long does that go on for?
Oh, gosh, until I take it away.
Yeah, and does he like when you come in and, like, will he, like, pull you into the room to watch
him? Oh, yeah. So that's our new thing is, like, pulling everybody. And you guys know, you've been to my mm-hmm. house. He likes to pull everybody to, like, sit down and watch him. So, yeah, this goes on for, like, I don't know, 25 minutes before I can bait and switch him with another toy and then hide the microphone.
Dean's got a microphone, too. That's not a bad one for us. He's okay with it. Doesn't really bother me, but what does suck is my brother gave him a drum set.
Mm.
Oh. Such an uncle move,
it
too.
Is.
Oh. And I love the fact that he does music. Amanda's big on music, so, like, we don't want to tell him not to play the drums, but I'm like, dude, there's a difference between just going and going, like playing it softly. Like, play it soft. And now the new thing is while he's playing, Ruby will crawl over and pull herself up on the drums and then bang the drum too.
Oh, and you can't take batteries out of a drum.
No.
No.
What about your niece? You know, does your niece have anything, Roy, that drives your sister nuts?
Anything musical? Maybe we can get all the kids together and start a band.
Well, luckily, my sister, you know, I told you my dad has a bunch of instruments. I don't know why, but he has like a drum set, string guitar, banjo, electric guitar, bass guitar, you name it. He has, if you're a band, go to my dad's house. And so all the annoying instruments is there. So my sister gets to take the kids away from the instruments. So, and I've been pretty good about not buying annoying gifts. I that's my last thing is I don't want to be a problem.
You're such a good uncle.
I really try.
There's another thing that Amanda's sister got us, and it's like this monster that rolls around. It's like a little monster that fits in the palm of your hand and might be about 3 inches high, and it just goes
Wall Street.
Yeah, he's the Wolf of Wall Street, guys. And then it gets stuck, and it scares Ruby now, and it gets stuck, and it just sits in a corner, and it's going, the wheels are moving, but it's not going anywhere. It's going and I'm like, Dean, shut it off.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Someone You Love, Louis Capaldi. My mom says she listens to the show, and she goes, you never say who the singer is. Just like that with her.
Oh, well, we do need to backfill the artist. That's a good...
Yes.
All right.
Louis Capaldi, Mom.
We'll do better.
Loren.
Yes.
Tell us about this little doozy of a toy that your son got.
Oh, I gave it to him. Yep, there it is. It's a microphone. Yes, it has echo and all kinds of other fun things on it.
And it's haunting you inside your house right now.
It is. He loves this thing. It's like a 25-minute show anytime the thing comes out. Then I got to bait and switch him with another toy to get it away.
But we all, as parents, Roy, you'll understand one day, we all have a toy that our kids have that they love but we hate.
All right, we're talking with Haley in Morganton. Hey, Haley.
Hi.
Hi, what's the toy that you just hate?
Okay, so I actually bought it for my little cousin, and my aunt probably hates me, but it is a xylophone, and it has little chimey things on it, and he beats on it through the house constantly.
Maybe it's just a musical thing. Like, do kids just gravitate towards, like,
yeah, probably
musical instruments that they can destroy our day with?
For sure. And then some kids, like Justin Timberlake, will take that and then pay their parents back by buying them a nice big new house and giving them
a
vacation. And other kids will just continue to torture us with no musical instincts at all.
Well, the best part is that she has two other little boys that have the same other instrument. And we'll join in with him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a parade going down the hallway.
She loves you.
Hey, thanks, Haley.
All right, let's talk with... This is Louise in Charlotte.
Hello?
Hi, is this Louise?
Hey, good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Yeah, the toy that I hate the last is the one that I purchased for my daughter. It's like a little magic wand. So every time you click it, it start playing the song from the movie Frozen. Let it go. And that thing stuck on my head every day, because she clicked the thing every 2 minutes.
That is a catchy song, man, and it will get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Louise, did you say you purchased this or someone purchased it for?
I did. Yeah. We went to Target, and even though the movie's older, she still like it. Mm-hmm. So every time we go, you know, she grabbed the toy, she's squishing the button. I was like, nope. Nope.
Louise, we did it to ourselves.
It's so annoying.
Thanks, Louise.
You know, Sterling asked me, we were trying to find something to watch, and he was like, have you ever seen Frozen? And I'm like, have I ever seen Frozen?
I have two nieces.
I've seen it 40 times. I can recite the lines to you. Like, come on.
He's like, we don't even have to put it on. You want to see the thing? I'll act it out for you.
I'll perform it, okay?
Can you be Olaf?
This is Lori in Concord.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Lori. One more thing. Frozen 2 is coming, by the way. Yeah. So be prepared, parents.
Like this fall.
Yeah. Hi, Lori. What you got?
Hey. So it was actually my niece's toy, but it was a Care Bear ride-along toy, and it would play the song Care Bears Are Coming. So she would sit there and push it, but then she wouldn't let it go through. So it would be Care Bears, Care Bears Are Coming, Care Bears Are Coming.
Just kept starting over.
That's so annoying.
Thank you so much, Lori.
All right, this is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh boy.
Carissa
in Gastonia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what toy do your kids have that you just can't stand?
There's this generic toy that was real popular there for a minute among the baby toys. It's kind of like a video game, so it's got like the stick shift, and it makes a little monkey turn around and move his arms. Well, it started to die out of batteries, so there's a song on there about toucans, and it just plays the beginning of the song, and then would just repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Play the beginning of the song, and then repeat.
I think that's one thing we can all agree on is that it's the toys that the songs just repeat over and over again can just drive you nuts.
But when those batteries start to die out, man, it does sound like those things are possessed by the devil.
In fact, I'm going to take the audio of your son when it comes Halloween time, and I'm going to make like ghost noises with it.
Yeah, I might have a bigger selection for you by then. You know what? Thanks, Carissa. The thing. We're getting text messages too. My child had a guitar that made animal noises instead of actual guitar sounds.
Oh, that's funny.
And a talking Buzz Lightyear.
See, and then Dean and Ruby have a toy that it was Dean's. We broke it back out for Ruby, Roy. You spin it, and the woman's singing's not that bad. She goes, spin a letter. What letter will you find?
Okay.
And then she goes, C, cookie. So Amanda and I will run around the house, not knowingly, and go, spin a letter.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
And then the same toy goes, the animals have something to say. Cow. So if anything, I know all my animal sound effects.
That's good
for you. Now, we did this thing called the Rat Party Podcast, and someone on the show revealed something that they've been lying to their significant other for a long time.
Now, if you don't listen to the Rat Party Podcast, you need to be, but don't worry. We'll pull the audio from that particular podcast a couple days ago.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So if you look on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, literally anywhere you can get a podcast, Spotify, You can look up the MRL On Demand channel, MRL On Demand podcast, where we put up all the clips from the show and full shows that you can download. Now, on this podcast channel is also something called The Rap Party. The Rap Party is something that never hits the air. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes, more laid-back, loose conversation about the stuff that couldn't make it to the air, about things that are going on in our lives.
And we do it daily, by the way.
Yes. Daily. Yes, it's daily. It's a little, you know.
Usually up by like 10:30.
Yeah.
And we're doing it live on Friday.
Yeah, you can actually come watch us Friday at Queen Park Social at 5 p.m. Queen Park Social this Friday if you want to watch the Rap Party podcast live.
Do we have to do the segment?
I think so, because somebody revealed that they've been lying to their significant other. And I find it so fascinating. You want to play a little bit of the audio?
Yes, you do. You don't want to do it because it's you.
Yes, exactly.
Your wife's not listening, is she?
No, she's not. And I don't care. I mean, she already knows. Right. She called me out on it.
And it's not one of your finer moments.
No, it's embarrassing. But why is it always me?
I don't know. You're the one who lied for years.
All right. Listen to this.
But what even, like, the stupid lies? And what's the point?
Right. I know.
Like, let's say you always tell people, I put premium gas in my car, and you're caught putting unleaded in.
Yeah.
Why would you keep trying to defend that if it's a stupid lie?
Well, you know, it's just this one time my mechanic told me because... And then you're like, what?
Yeah. I used to lie all the time. In fact, I lied to Amanda up until recently. Okay. We'll leave it at that.
No. Keep going. Keep going. Press play.
Told her that I did a semester at the University of Kansas where my brothers both went because I'm a huge Kansas Jayhawk basketball fan. And I told Amanda that in 2009 when I met her. And I just kept I literally kept the lie up. And then somebody asked me in front of her, like, did you go there? And I was like, I enough of the lies. And I thought I'd already told Amanda I didn't. And I go, no, my brothers went there. I'm just a diehard fan. And Amanda turned at me and was like, what?
We're back alive now. That is the stupidest lie.
I know.
It's so silly. Why That's would you why keep it up for that long?
And I just can't get past the lie itself. Like, you didn't lie that you went to college. You didn't lie that you got a degree. You lied that you just went for a semester. Like, why only a semester? Did you fail out? Did you?
Yeah, I said that I flunked out.
You know,
I told people that. All right, so here, you want to see how, since I'm already into it, Loren, ask me where I went to college.
Where'd you go to college?
Kansas, but I only did a semester there. I didn't do good. I got like a 1.8 GPA. My dad pulled me out, but I'm a diehard Jayhawks basketball fan because of that.
You are too good of a liar because that is the most believable.
But that's why I kept it up.
That makes you look bad, though. Why would you lie about looking bad?
Why does it look bad? Because
you flunked out, and you only did a semester.
There's more people that you know. That's more common than people graduating.
I understand that's common, and that's fine. But why would you lie about that?
Buddy, because I didn't want to go into the whole thing where I did, like, where I graduated from there, and I have a degree from there. You know what I mean? Because I don't.
Because then people are going to start asking you if you know this professor or this person, and... You know,
anybody else want to play this game? Like, no, anybody else tell a lie, like, consistently, a silly lie, and you just kept it up
consistently?
Yeah, maybe you're not doing it now, but, like, you know, I know on the Rap Party podcast, I gave another example that I have a friend whose wife thinks he's Italian and he's not.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when he cooks, he's like, let me make the meatloaf tonight, or let me make the chicken parm. I can do it. I'm Italian. And he's not. He's like Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, but, like, I do, like, silly lies, not continue.
That's silly.
Yeah, but I do, like, not, how do I say this? So, I live only on the second floor, and sometimes in my apartment, I don't want to walk up the steps, so I'll take the elevator, but I know everyone else that lives, like, on the 11th floor is judging me that I'm only going up one floor, so I'll walk with a limp on the way out.
And they're, by the way, they're not judging you.
I think
that
they
is
are.
All in your head. Nobody is taking the time out of their day to go, you know what? Roy doesn't have a limp. Why is he taking the elevator to the second floor?
I think they're going, all right, Tubbs, you didn't want to take the stairs?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're doing. And so I walk with the limp. So that's a lie, but that's not like a lie with people that I keep going, I guess.
What about a lie? You know who would lie a lot? Producer Nicole, hi. You were a college athlete.
Are you serious? Did you just
No, so, no, no. You know who would lie a lot and then potted me up?
follow me on this real quick. You know who would lie? You might know people. Like college, so-called college athletes might lie about how much they played.
Or how much they bench.
And how, well, no, not necessarily that, but like you walked on at...
Well, I would think that if you, like... That would be hard to lie about because you can't, like, all of that information, maybe before, but, like, now all of that information is online.
Okay.
And you can see how many minutes every single person gets.
Well, hang on. I'm following what you're saying. How do we prove that you were a walk-on on some little, because weren't you in
college? You don't, because I didn't make it.
But didn't you play it? But no. You played at UNCC. Didn't you make that team?
No.
Oh, see, I thought
played
you
club.
Did.
You
played club. Ah, see?
She played what?
She lied. I thought she played hoops at UNCC, then transferred to NC State.
Okay. What's her real story?
She played club, which is like, it's like competitive. Well, not scholarship.
I thought she played for Duke. I'm really all messed up.
Where did you play? What are you talking about? I played at Connecticut.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Rap Party Podcast revealed that I had a little white lie that I told my wife for a long time. And then she found out it wasn't true, and I just kept it up. I lied and told her that I did a semester at the University of Kansas when I didn't. I did graduate college, by the way, but my brothers went to Kansas, and I became a huge Kansas basketball fan. And to explain all that was crazy, so I just said, yeah, I went there. So we want to know about your little white lies.
All right, we got Liv in Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, we're talking about the lies that you told or you know someone who told and just, like, kept it up.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I, we've been together for a few years, and the first couple months we were dating, like 3 years ago, he really loves the musical Hamilton, and I hate it, but I got my theater friend to tell me all about it and, like, give me some insightful comments, and for a few months I would, like, talk about Hamilton with him and tell him how much I loved it and all these things.
So I got busted by my wife lying about going to the University of Kansas for a semester when I didn't, but did you get called out?
No, eventually, like, I told him, because he kept talking about it, and he, like, told his family that I liked it, and I was like, actually, like, I don't like it. I just got my friend to, like, tell me about it, so you would like me, so we had something in common, and he thought it was really funny. He wasn't upset at all. So.
That's hilarious. Thanks, Liv.
Yeah. No problem.
Have a great day.
All right, this is Jonathan and Shelby.
Yes, sir.
Jonathan, what's that little white lie that you've been doing?
I went to Gardner Webb back in 2010. I was in the COIL program, and they went to a trip to Ireland. I didn't have enough money to go because that was like $2,000-$3,000 a person. And so when I ended up dropping out because it just cost too much. I didn't feel a connection there with the professors.
Oh, no. His phone's breaking up, but he said that he ended up lying, telling everyone that he went to Ireland when he didn't.
Oh, I've already been. And it
said,
that.
In the comments, it said how to learn the history of Ireland so he could talk about it.
Oh, that's just too much work.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with my own life. How can I keep up with a lying life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I grew up in Jersey, I was the only one in my class that played ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Our high school didn't have an ice hockey team. And so somebody goes, why do you love hockey so much? And I was like, because I was born in Canada. Oh, boy. For like the sixth grade through the eighth grade, not everybody, but this one kid thought I grew up in Canada.
Wow.
Like I was born
why?
In Canada. I don't know, Loren.
You're a kid.
You're a sociopath.
Well, but when you're a kid, you just say things.
I guess. And I thought it would be cool to be from Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'd be weird if you did it as an adult.
Yeah. So I had to learn the Canadian national anthem. Oh, Canada.
Yeah, like our Thanksgiving's on weird days.
Anybody going to give me a Boxing Day gift? Can I? Because that's so difficult around here.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So things are getting nasty behind the scenes of Miley and Liam's breakup, apparently. And now the name calling starts. So the sources are saying that she did her best to save their marriage and that Liam's drug and alcohol use was a deal breaker for her because she struggled with some substance abuse in the past. Now, Liam's camp is telling a different story and saying, you know, Miley wasn't exactly the best wife, and he couldn't keep up with her social life, and there was some infidelity. So who knows what side is telling the truth, but he's saying, and his camp, rather, is saying that she's acting like the old Miley again.
Tell everyone what you said off the air a little while ago.
I think they're going to get back together. I honestly do. I think that she's going to constantly go through this cycle of, like, what he's calling the old Miley or can't be tamed Miley. But I think that they're each other's person, and I think that they will constantly end up back together.
So who will keep Liam company when they have these breakups?
I would like to volunteer as tribute. Selena Gomez, she's launching a new beauty line. She just filed for trademark rights for fragrances, cosmetics, skincare, hair care, soaps, massage oils, and essential oils. No word yet on what her production company will do with this or what they'll focus on first, but July Moon Productions has applied for that trademark. And Lady Gaga is back in the studio. She shared a photo of herself in the studio on Instagram, and people are freaking out excited. Ashley Graham, she is one of my favorite models, but she is not only pregnant, so congratulations to her and her husband, but she just shared her beauty regimen. And guys, her nighttime beauty regimen costs $1,300. She has two moisturizers that cost over $500 each.
Gosh. Not worth it.
I know. I'm like, girl, I'm pretty sure your skin is beautiful, but
Just save the money and get facelift.
Right. Is it $1,300 worth? I don't know. But that's your dirty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Lorraine.
On Kiss 95.1.
Jason, welcome to the Manny Ray and Lorraine Morning Show.
Thanks.
Was there a dog barking in the background?
No, that was just me.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Sweet. Sounded like it. All right, Jason, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. Let's see how you do.
All right.
Throw her out of the studio. Bark her out.
Lorraine, get out.
Bark her. Going.
All right, Lorraine putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Jason and Lancaster, here we go. Elsa is going to be returning to the big screen this fall in what movie?
Frozen sequel.
Okay, question two. After a legal battle in Sweden, this rapper was found guilty but won't do any jail time. Who is that?
ASAP Rocky.
And the Jonas Brothers were in Raleigh last night, like I just mentioned, and they're going to be in Charlotte later this year. Sophie Turner was at the show last night, was spotted. Which Joe Bro is she married to?
Joe Jonas.
Question four. Julianne Hough recently revealed that she was not straight, quote unquote. What competition show is she currently a judge for? Three, two,
just pick
one. No answer there.
Can't dance. Oh.
Okay. Well, it's okay. Let's see if we get five. Sources close to Liam and Miley are saying that their split has turned nasty. What movie did the two star in together?
Ooh.
Three.
That was...
The hard one.
The last two.
One. Wow. Oh. All right. Come on in, Ren. Okay, bud. Nice work.
How'd Jason do?
He got four correct.
Ooh, okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Elsa's going to be returning to the big screen this fall in what movie?
Frozen.
That's Frozen. Correct. Frozen sequel.
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2.
Okay. Whatever. 1-1.
After a legal battle in Sweden, this rapper was found guilty but won't be doing any jail time.
ASAP Rocky.
2-2.
And the Jonas Brothers were in Raleigh, like we just mentioned. They were there last night, and Sophie Turner was spotted in the crowd. Which Joe Bro is she married to?
It's Sophie and Joe. It's Joe.
3-3.
Julianne Hough recently revealed that she is, quote, not straight. What competition show is she currently a judge for?
Currently, America's Got Talent.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Jason did not know that one. I think he said Can't Dance. It's 4-3.
Oh, all Dancing right. with the Stars, I think, is what people would probably think of immediately.
But America's Got Talent is correct.
Yes.
Settle down over there. You got it.
Okay.
Sources.
You're right. I need to not talk things out. Okay, go
this
ahead.
This is question five, Jason. Let's see if it's a tie or a win, a straight win. Sources close to Liam and Miley are saying that their split turned nasty. Mm-hmm. What movie did the two star in together?
The Last Song.
Yeah, I knew she would know that one.
That he got
correct.
It right, too.
He got it correct as well. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 38 wins.
Jason, not quite a win. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Jason from Lancaster, and it can't be the Wren.
Thanks, Jason.
Why is he whispering?
I don't know.
It's a little Johnny Cash of him, though.
He was barking. He was whispering. We were having a good time with this.
Still to come.
I like him.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Krista, what's going on with Brandon? Why do you think he's cheating on you?
We've been dating for about a year and a half, and my lease is up in 2 months, and he has this big house, which, you know, in the earlier part of our dating, he joked about us moving in together, and now he was, like, kind of weird about it. And so anyway, I was bringing some stuff over to his place. I walked in, and he was at his computer in his boxers, and he jumped up, was very startled, was like, "Hey, what's going on?" I wasn't sure what he was doing exactly.
Well,
I think we can all imagine what was happening.
Yeah.
That, what I think we're both thinking about, would have been fine. I'm not totally proud of this. We moved a little furniture.
Oh, nice. He's already in his boxers at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep, and I got out and looked at his computer, and I checked the history, and I saw that he was in this Yahoo chat group with, like, the screen name or, like, Sexy Kitten 4.
So, you think that maybe he's met up with her or something? Like,
if he's talking to somebody who he may or may not have met up with, or, I don't know, video chatted with, that really creepy.
I think regardless if he's, you know, having a relationship with someone online, that's still cheating. Like, you still deserve to know.
All right, let's give him a call. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note, okay?
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brandon, please.
This is him.
Hey, Brandon. My name's Beverly. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I hope you're doing well. I'm calling with some great news. We have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. We're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and one of your friends tagged you on our post. We randomly selected your handle.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nothing else I have to do? This is really all free?
No, sir. I don't need a credit card number from you. It's not a recurring charge. Like I said, no delivery.
Okay, and just an address?
Mm-hmm. But I'll get there in a second. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to first.
Sort of a nice coincidence. Would you be able to send these out of the country?
Out of the country?
Yeah.
We don't.
Or is that not like $100?
So we typically don't do that, but I can make an exception pending what country it is.
Oh, okay, yeah. It would be going to Russia.
Okay, and as long as these are romantic roses and they fall in the guidelines, this is a romantic packet of roses. Are you romantic with this person?
I mean, not yet, but I mean, hopefully this will help.
Okay, so this is for somebody that you hope to be romantic with. You're going down that road.
Yes.
Okay,
hopefully.
So we're going to send these to Russia, and what is the person's name?
Natasha.
Okay.
I guess, like, even though we're a world away, I feel like I really know you, and I think I'm falling in love with you.
Okay. That's very sweet.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Russia?
Hello?
Brandon?
Well, that's a first here on the MRL show. I don't think we've had anybody send the flowers to a different country before.
No, and I almost didn't even know how to answer that question.
Hello?
Brandon, yeah, your girlfriend Krista's on the phone. She's heard everything.
This is War of the Roses.
Wait.
It's where we catch cheaters.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What the hell are you doing? What is this? Who is this woman?
It's nobody. No,
It's somebody.
Nobody?
No, it's just like this, like, I don't know, pen pal, you know, like I'm just in just talking.
But you said
pen pal is something you have when you're 11.
Yeah, let us remind you what you wrote on the note.
Yeah.
I remember. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, you can't hide the fact that you said you're going to be romantic with this person.
I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah. I saw your chat.
You saw my chat? What were you doing, like snooping on my computer?
Yes, I was.
At this point, just be honest with Krista and let's move things along in the process of your relationship, whatever's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
Brandon, for once
public on the radio.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Look, I'm going to be honest. I've been chatting with Natasha online, and look, she needs my help to get her citizenship to the United States. And we've been chatting, and it's been really great. And I'm sorry, I didn't want you to move in that whole deal.
Wait, I'm ready to just move on. Are you marrying her?
Well, I'm ready to move on, and yeah, I mean, she's going to move in.
What?
She's going to come here with me, and yeah, that's the hope.
You're marrying a woman you don't know.
By the way, I think this is kind of illegal. I don't think you can marry somebody just to help them get their citizenship.
No, I'm not just going to help her get her citizenship. We want to get married, and it's not just that. So that's not illegal.
I hope she's a real person, Brandon. I hope she's not a bot.
It's going to be some
catfish.
Some Russian commando.
Damn.
Nikolai, the Russian commando is going to be at the airport when you pick her up. You know that, right?
I cannot believe I was with this person for a year and a half.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You guys are hilarious. The MRL Show audience sending us text messages about that War of the Roses. And Krista caught Brandon in his boxers at the computer. But then we do a little more research, and we find out that Brandon sends the roses to Russia.
Yeah, because he is meeting a woman, and he claims that he's trying to help her get to America. But
I mean, I hate asking this question because it seems so cliche, but do you or someone you know meet someone in another country and then brought them here for the citizenship thing?
Oh, I do, yeah.
You think so?
No, I know so. They both told me.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone... I mean, do you think people admit it?
No, they told me specifically that they're here. And at first I was like, then how do you handle dating?
Because Nicole's saying she knows someone too.
Yeah, because like they act like they love each other. And when they like go all out to all... like when our friends hang out, they're together and they're good friends. But... and I don't know if maybe they do truly love each other, but I know that the marriage happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Because... of a citizenship.
Who is from the other country? Which person?
One party.
Is it a gay relationship?
I won't disclose that.
I mean, is it the boy or the girl?
It's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the boy's from another country.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I was just curious.
Okay.
Why does it matter?
Yeah.
It matters because that means that the boy was reaching out to try and get citizenship here. Yeah. Where in this case on the War of the Roses,
they became friends.
She was reaching out to get citizenship here.
I don't know how it happened. I just know that the words were to me is like we would have never gotten married this quickly. Because they only started dating for like a month and then they got married.
But maybe they would get married eventually.
I think so, because like when I see them, they're very much I mean, you know what I mean? They're not like making out, because I mean, who just makes out in public?
Yeah.
But they seem like a couple. But they told me specifically the only reason why they got married. Now I'm going to have agents knocking on my door.
I know.
No, you're not.
Gosh.
I mean, it doesn't look like you're alone. 864 texted and said, my good friend, I won't say the name, met a girl online from Russia and fell in love. You know, talking back and forth, whatever. He sent her $5,000 for a plane ticket, and she showed up. Oh, she never showed up. I'm sorry. So this person took advantage of it and got money.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. It's a scam.
Yeah, we're talking about people that actually showed up. I like this text message from 704. It said, I feel like that girl Natasha from Russia is really a dude. Who's over there messing with him? How about 704? My grandfather has brought several women from Thailand. He just divorces one and brings over another.
Oh, my gosh.
Grandpa? What's his goal with that?
I don't know.
Maybe he likes Thai food. I mean, you might as well go authentic.
Okay, let's talk with Anonymous. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I am married to a guy from England. We didn't specifically get married for the green card, but we were already engaged, and he was actually about to get deported, so we ran to the courthouse and got married. But we do have some friends who have paid good money, actually, to the woman to be able to get married.
Wow.
And the woman
have a green card.
The woman's American.
Yes, the woman is American.
Yeah, I know someone in Chicago that married someone for $35,000 so they could come over to America.
Oh, yeah, they pay really good money. One of my friends, he paid her about $50,000.
Oh, so. Okay, wow. My friend gets screwed.
Yeah, right? Should I held out for a little longer?
Well, hold on.
It happens more than you think it does.
I'm blown away by this. Roy and Anonymous, I have questions. Like, when they pay, does that come with the agreement that they're not going to stay together, no kids, you don't move into, like, how does...
The person that I know in Chicago, and then Anonymous, you could tell your side.
Oh, now you're narrowing it down.
Chicago's a big city. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Go ahead. What was the agreement?
It was specifically written out that the parameters of what the relationship was.
Okay, but hold on a second. It doesn't matter if you have a contract. You're doing something illegal. Like, that contract's not going to stand. You can't stand by that contract.
It wasn't really a contract. It was more of like, this is exactly what we're going to do.
That's fine, but I mean, like, so Anonymous, with your contract situation that you know, $50,000 got him what? Like, kids? Long-term marriage?
No, they do make agreements, you know, that no kids. But the thing is, so when you actually go in for your green card interview, which me and my husband had to go through, they ask you all these crazy questions. So you really have to make sure that you live together for at least a little bit so you know that person. So like the interview, they'll ask you, like, what kind of toothpaste does your husband use?
Oh,
like,
I don't even know that.
AIM?
Questions that you have got to know.
I don't, I've lived with Dallas for 10 years, and I don't think I can, like, I know what he uses now just because I'm forced to use it, but when we first started dating or we were married, we used two different toothpastes, and I would have never known what he was using.
What shampoo does he use? Pert?
No idea. It's got tea tree in it. It smells good.
He's got lice. So all embarrassing.
What color curtains are in your house? Like, just weird questions.
So. Wait, but what about moving furniture? Is that part of the contract?
I don't know if that's part of the contract or not.
I mean, for my friend, it was not.
Thanks, Anonymous.
I would think that wouldn't be part of your, that would actually be part of the contract that you wouldn't.
That's
move
what I'm
furniture.
Saying. If you got $50,000 plus furniture moving and not a long term marriage, like, hey, just once I get my green card, we're out.
Yeah, my friend got free housing, $35,000. Own access to its own entryway of the place. It was, it's kind of spelled out.
A little more insight here with Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, good morning.
So your dad's from Colombia and only used your mom to get a green card?
Yeah.
Well, obviously not. You're here.
Well, this happened before I was born. And he came all the way from Colombia. Like, he traveled by car, and then he made it to Mexico, and he crossed the border. Way before immigration got big, and he met my mom, and my mom is Mexican, but she was born with U.S. citizenship, and she was born on the U.S. side, obviously, and he used her for that, and I didn't find out, until years later.
Are they still, they're not still together?
No, they're not.
Okay. Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
I do.
From the same mom and dad?
Yes.
Wow. Hey, so they enjoyed their...
They did.
He enjoyed getting his green card from mom.
They were really committed to the lie.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's actually called a marriage at that point.
Somebody texted and said Dr. Phil did an episode on this, and that 80% of people who are trying to meet somebody online from another country is a scam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I believe that. That sounds about right.
Y'all, this is crazy. The text messages, I mean, friend of mine met a girl in Brazil online. The first time he went to meet her, he proposed. They're now married and living in the States.
Well, you know, the person that called in and said that she married the person from England, I figured I thought we just let the Englands in. You know what I mean?
The British?
The British in.
Right.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
The man who attacked Andy Dick outside of a nightclub in New Orleans has been arrested. They picked up a suspect, and he's being charged for second-degree battery and simple battery as well. Chrisley knows best. We talked about this yesterday. They got themselves into some trouble here, and they are being accused of tax evasion and bank fraud, just to name a few crimes. But they have turned themselves in. Now, the Chrisley family still maintains their innocence, and they both are out on $100,000 unsecure bonds and with travel restrictions. Their son, Chase, is also in some financial woes. He's been slapped with a tax lien of $16,000 for not paying income tax in 2014. And now Chrisley's estranged daughter is coming out of the woodwork and saying that he tried to extort her, but his estranged son is now standing by him. This thing is
What's
just
so
taking,
strange about these people?
It's just taking twists and turns. ASAP Rocky. Yes, the verdict came down yesterday. We told you late in the show that Sweden had found him guilty of assault, but he was going to be given a suspended sentence. Now, ASAP Rocky took to Instagram to say how he felt after the sentence. And he said, of course, I'm disappointed, but I'm going to keep moving forward. And I want to thank everyone who showed me love and support and advocated for my justice. Now, he will not have to do any community service or pay any fines, but Sweden did order him to, he's got to pay $22,000 in restitution and legal fees.
Jeez.
Yeah. I got a What Lorraine Likes for you. Yeah.
So Dane Hollywood, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What's up? What's trending? What should everybody...
Do you want to talk about Liam and Miley?
You can. I mean, we got a second.
Yeah. So...
Hold on, Roy.
The camps are coming out now, and it's getting ugly with these two. And, you know, I truly believe that they're each other's person. They will end up back together, but right now, everyone's hurt. So, you know, Miley's side is saying that Liam was into some drugs and alcohol, and that was a deal breaker for her. She tried to be a good wife, but she's struggled with some substance abuse in the past. And then his camp is saying that Miley wasn't exactly the best wife, that he couldn't keep up with her social life, and there was some infidelity. So they say that she's acting like the old Miley again, that can't be tamed Miley.
Jeez, and you're much closer to this situation than I am. You love Liam and know a lot about Miley. I don't know who to believe.
I think that there really are sometimes two sides to every story, and maybe there's two truths here, you know?
Maybe there is.
Okay, Roy, are we ready for my part? All right, what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have, what does the Lorraine like?
Okay, my backyard is mosquito infested right now. I don't even know what to do about it, yes. But
I sat back there one day and got bit like three times.
Man, I can't even walk out there. I can't go out in the middle of the day. I can't go out at night. Like, you think, like, just at night it would be bad? No, it's bad all times of the day.
I'll just pay $100 and have Mosquito Joe come up to my house and spray the backyard.
Well, that would be great, except for I still have, like, a bunch of leaves and everything that they're living in, so that's not going to help me until I get that cleared out. However, I did find, it's called the bug sucker, and when you get a mosquito bite, it gives you relief and sucks out the poison. It's a little pump.
It's a thing? Mosquitoes put poison in you?
That makes it itch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You know what's gross? when a mosquito lands on you before it even bites you, you smack it and blood comes out from somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, what? This is supposed to relieve the itching and take away the irritation and some of the swelling.
If the bug bites Loren, then lands on you, and you get it before it even punctures you, and you hit it, and it pops.
You've never seen that?
That's somebody else's blood.
No!
Yeah. That's why I require all mosquitoes to wear gloves so they don't get sick.
When he pokes me, am I getting that person's blood inside of me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's probably just an extraction process.
It's not like he wears a protection or anything.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you, Loren. Go check that out and other things that Loren likes. Please, someone buy the poison sucker. You've got to see it.
I want my mosquitoes to have clean needles. All right. All right.
Loren, what's a GNO?
Girls' night out.
So this woman, this story's gone viral. This woman got crazy girls' night out rules from her boyfriend, and she posted them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
I love surprises on the MRL show. And I got to be honest, we know Mike from the comedy club here.
Yep.
Comedy Zone. And he'll say, hey, I'm dropping by at 8:30. But rarely do we talk about it on the air because sometimes you're just late and we can't say on our show, like, hey, 8:30, Alex Moffitt from SNL is going to be here because it could be 9.
You showed up on time.
You surprised?
Yeah.
How about it?
Alex Moffitt from SNL, everyone.
Thank you for that applause. That is why I do it.
That's why he's on time. He's living that TV life. Everything's got to be right on schedule.
Down to the second.
Yep.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So on SNL, you change sets and then you change characters so quickly. It's amazing how fast you guys do it.
Thank you.
To time it out.
Yeah, is that a question?
No, it's more like how many people... Okay, well, like how many people do your makeup and like your wardrobe in between set changes?
There's a good question. We've got... Each cast member has their own hair, makeup, and wardrobe person.
Okay.
So we've got someone who, like hands us our costume for the next thing. Usually we have time to run back. We've got a little quick change booth we can get ready in. But yeah, someone's taking our wig off and putting the new one on, and someone's powdering our cheeks as needed.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Now, on SNL, Alex, he does Eric Trump. You do, what? That's like my favorite, by the way. I love Eric Trump.
I was just laughing at the,
No, but you do. Okay. Anderson Cooper, right? I believe you do Anderson Cooper.
I do.
You do the guy from the, Morning Joe.
Morning Joe.
That's hilarious.
Joe Scarborough.
We don't need to justify him being on the show. He's awesome on it.
I'm just letting some people know. Because he can't see you. Like, you're very identifiable, so I just want to make sure they know who they're talking about.
What is your favorite character that you play?
I do enjoy playing all those that you just said. Yeah. Eric Trump, Joe Scarborough, Anderson Cooper. I also like to do some characters on Update. I do a real... smarmy fella named guy who just bought a boat that I have a lot of fun with. And then this season, I got to do a character that was like a movie critic named
Terry
Fink. Correct. Yeah, that was a good time. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Those are some of my faves.
We used to like the 18th century movie critic.
Didn't do that one. No, that's a great character.
Taryn Callum, I believe his name
he
was.
He did. Yes. That was terrific.
Yeah,
I was a fan as well.
Now, do you write your own character stuff, or do the writers come to you and say, hey, we have this idea?
A little bit of everything. The movie critic guy, I kind of had that idea, and then I wrote it with a writer named Will Steven, who's also my office mate. And then original
funny guy.
Will Steven?
Yeah.
He is very funny.
He's got to be if he's on SNL.
He's hilarious.
Hell yeah.
And then Anna Dresden, who's a good friend and an amazing writer, she and I write a lot together, and we wrote Guy Who Just Bought a Boat. And then any Trump Brothers stuff, I tend to write with Mikey Day and with Streeter Seidel, who's his writing partner. So there's a fairly full list of people.
I don't know how you do it. You got to be exhausted all the time. I mean, because the show... I've seen, like, behind the scenes, and I know, like, you guys are, like, up until early morning hours, last-minute changes, or sometimes having to film at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's...
That is true.
The week is crazy, and then when you're off, you're doing this. You're here, promoting your tour.
I have today off.
So you do the show Saturday, then you guys are off. You party Saturday night, though, from what I hear.
You've heard right.
I read a book about it.
Yeah.
I have the SNL book.
What's that called?
The SNL book.
Cool.
No, but you know, it's, I forget who it's written by, but it's stories from everybody going all the way back to the first season.
Nice. Is that that real thick one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you guys party Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Sunday off.
Uh-huh.
Monday back to work.
Yep.
What do you do?
We have our pitch meeting. So Monday's not a very long day. We go in the afternoon and we all crowd into Lauren's office, which is like the size of this studio. It's a little bigger. But anyway, we've got like 25, 30 people all, you know, cramped in, sitting on the floor, falling all over each other. We all just like basically pitch one idea to the host.
Okay.
Sort of the old tradition that we do. And it's fun. And I think it lets the host know, like, oh, we're thinking about stuff for you. We got you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to do this, but we got to go to break.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my goodness.
I know.
We really just dived deep.
But we're going to come back with Alex Moffitt from SNL. We're going to talk about your show. You got shows this weekend at the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte. We're going to get into what you do on stage.
In the zone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits.
All the hits.
95.1.
The Kiss.
Where did you grow up? In Chicago, right?
I did.
Who'd you listen to there in morning radio?
Oh,
Man Cow?
I didn't really listen to a lot of morning radio, to be honest with you.
I was sleeping through it.
By the way, is Alex Moffitt from SNL.
Yeah. There's some good sports radio in Chicago on ESPN 1000.
Okay.
I used to listen to Mac, Yurko, and Harry.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a big one for me.
There are no Manny, Roy, and Loren, I'll tell you that.
No one is.
Waddle and Sylvie? Waddle and Sylvie, if you're listening, which they're not. Anyway, yeah, I would listen to sports radio. But there's also Eric and Kathy.
Yeah, we know them.
On 101.9 FM, The Mix.
Kathy's gone.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just Eric. Yeah.
What happened to Kathy?
Well,
we're not sure.
Uh-oh.
You know on SNL when like all of a sudden the character doesn't come back?
Yeah, that's a lot like radio.
Really?
We just magically disappear.
That's what happened on Mac, Yurko, and Harry, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you don't know these guys, but whatever.
Alex Moffitt.
Wait, so what?
What?
Loren seems to know. What happened to Kathy?
Oh, we don't know. We really don't know.
They just magically
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I heard they didn't get along.
Yeah, there's some feuding. Mm-hmm. Rumors, you know.
There's some, there's a billboard here in town of some morning show where a woman is putting duct tape over
that's right next door. Over there.
That's Phil and Mel.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they love each other currently.
Yeah, don't buy into the billboard.
It comes through in his bulging eyes.
So you're going to be at the Comedy Zone this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what we can see if we pop in. One show tonight, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Alex Moffitt, SNL.
Yeah, there'll be who's opening for me? Let's Court McCown, and then anybody hosting? Who's hosting?
I'm not sure who the host is.
We're not sure of who the host is.
Maybe we'll do it.
I was going to say Manny should jump in there.
I would, but I'm going camping.
Yeah.
Where are you going camping?
Boone,
Grandfather Mountain,
near App State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Where'd you go to college?
Remember when App State beat Michigan?
Yeah.
That was really something.
Were you at Michigan?
No.
Oh.
No. I went to a small liberal arts school in Ohio called Denison University. Big Red.
Okay.
It's the Princeton of the Central Ohio River Valley.
Get this. We found out that Manny lied about going to Kansas.
No, come on. Don't get into all that again.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
For years
he lied about it.
Whoa.
How stupid is that?
You did?
Yeah, dude.
Why
just a
not
little...
pick a better school?
Here's his lie. I went there for a semester and I was so bad I had to drop out. I'm like, that's your lie?
Just in case anyone questioned him.
That's but you never went there at all.
No, but my brothers did, and I became a huge Jayhawk basketball fan.
Then it counts that you went there for a semester and then dropped out.
See, and I didn't want to explain that. People are like, why are you such a Jayhawk fan? And I'm like, oh, I went there.
And wait, your brothers went there?
One did. One actually got dropped out.
Allegedly.
Really?
No, Richie graduated when Danny Manning was
your brother, Kirk Heinrich?
Nice. No, but he's from Chicago, I think.
He was a Bull for a while. Yeah. Wait, so...
Dude, come on. We're trying to sell tickets to your show.
Sure, but how long did you tell this lie?
Years. My wife found out after we were married that it wasn't...
Maybe he puts his head down every single time.
If you can't see, he's really hanging his head in shame right now, which I understand. It's pretty shameful.
It's been revealed that he's a sociopath.
When did this all come to light?
A couple years ago,
really?
I was just like, I think someone asked me if I went to Kansas, and I was like, I'm tired of lying. And I just like, no. My wife was like, what? She's like, why would you lie about that? That's so dumb. And she was like mad at me for a while, you know, because it is such a stupid lie.
Right. Are there other lies that you haven't told people?
One show tonight, two tomorrow, two Saturday. Alex Monte.
Yes, if I've ever heard one.
You can't even make eye contact anymore.
Yes.
I thought we were clicking, me and Alex. And I was like, I don't want to lie. Like, I don't want to lie in my green room.
No, no, no. I don't judge, but I do find it hilarious.
You never had a white lie?
I'm sure I've told plenty, but
yeah,
not
like
for
someone
years.
None that I've had to like check my story with each time I talk to somebody.
Somebody sent us a text message and said that the chef they work with lied and said he was from Australia, accent and everything, until his wife came in and said he was born in Cleveland.
Whoa.
I
worked at an Italian restaurant in Chicago, and the owner claimed to be from Sicily, but he was not.
See? That's the thing.
Yeah. He was, I believe, from Mexico.
And you see Nicole standing behind me, our producer?
Hi, Nicole.
She was a walk-on at UNCC basketball, and then we found out that she played club, so...
Whoa.
Don't club me.
Okay, CLTComedyZone.com. That's where you get your tickets.
Get in the zone.
Yeah, Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone.
One show tonight,
we've got Court. We've got Frank McCourt opening for me.
Yep.
The great author.
You're hilarious. Thank you for doing everything. No, really, you are.
Oh, great.
Thanks, man. You're great, dude.
I
appreciate that.
We love seeing you on Saturday Night Live.
Hey, Manny, go Jayhawks. Rock,
thanks,
chalk,
buddy.
Jayhawks.
There you go. Go check out Alex Moffitt. Tickets available?
Yes, CLTComedyZone.com. You better get them. It's going to sell out.
Get them.
Thanks,
get them
Eric
hot.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So this is pretty cool. We have a lot of people that were behind the scenes here on the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show that make us look good, that do a lot of work to make the station appear the best it is.
We leave at around noon each day-ish, and people stay here until 5 working to make us look good.
Yeah, they really do. And we heard through the grapevine about one of our coworkers here, who's doing amazing, amazing things. In fact, he just won an Impact Award, because of the work he's doing within the community. And I thought it'd be really cool to have him on the show and talk about what he's doing. We want to welcome Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Mark, morning. You are what's your job title? You do video stuff.
Yes, the videographer and photographer here at Beasley.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
We only work with them, I don't know, once a week.
If we ever film anything for the radio station, for the show, he's our guy. He comes out with us. He makes sure that we look good. And we found out that you have this movement called Save a Nut.
Yes. Yes.
And you have quite the personal tie to your organization. You want to share it?
Yeah. It's for the Testicular Cancer Foundation, and I was diagnosed back in October 2017. And ever since then, I realized that, like, oh, this is something that I want to make sure other guys don't go through. So I wanted to make something in Charlotte that helps represent and raise funds and raise awareness for the Testicular Cancer Foundation.
So. Testicular cancer is a lot like colon cancer. It's like kind of the taboo one. You don't want to talk about it, you know, because it's colon cancer is the butt. Let's be honest. Yeah. Testicular cancer is your testicles, and it's like... Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, we can't really bring... It doesn't nearly get the attention breast cancer gets, right?
And, you know, Manny, it's one of those things where you have to take care of yourself. Like, you actually have to check yourself. Like, it's like a woman doing a mammogram, or my husband has a colonoscopy scheduled for next Tuesday. It's one of those things that you have to give attention to, because it's your body. Nobody's going to find it unless you do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's super important, because even for guys, like, sometimes guys don't even want to... think that there could be anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Even when I was younger too, I was like, oh, nothing can go wrong with me. I'm not going to get anything like this, but it's actually the most common cancer between the ages of 15 to 34.
Are you serious?
It is, yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was like an older person thing.
Oh, no, it's like, little kids can get it too. It was just really crazy.
Can I ask, how'd you find out?
How'd you,
was there a sign?
Was there pain?
I remember the day before I really found out, I was just running around with my friends throwing the football, and I was just really, really tired and like exhausted way more than they were. Like, I was like, maybe we were running around for an hour, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? But then the next day after work, I had this weird, like, sharp pain down there, and I checked down there, and I'm like, and it definitely didn't look good, because it was It was like large.
Swollen.
Like, okay. Swollen. Damn. And did that. So, yeah.
So did you lose a testicle?
I did, yes. Okay. Yeah, I lost my left one. So
I've seen you do paintings where you draw two of them and you slash one out, which I think is really funny.
Yeah, so we did an event last year, and it's called Paint Your Balls Out, and the whole point was to make balls look beautiful and
right.
help shed light towards like something that's very dark.
But we need to. Like I hosted the Bottoms Up fundraiser at the Comedy Zone. We just had Mike in here from the Comedy Zone because... Like colon cancer is, you have to have fun with it.
Bottoms up is for colon cancer.
Bottoms up was the colon cancer fundraiser. Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know,
man.
So you won an award.
Yeah, I did. I went to the Testicular Cancer Foundation Summit last weekend, and they gave me the Impact Award for all the awesome stuff that I've been doing here in Charlotte.
And that's a national award.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I love it.
And
congratulations,
it's great, Mark, because you're sharing your story. You're going out there. You're raising funds. You're educating people. You're doing such an amazing job doing this, and we got to give it to you, man.
I appreciate it.
Your movement is called Save a Nut, and you can find it on Instagram. It's a squirrel chasing a nut, which is really funny. And you're even on a NASCAR. Tell me about how you got when you're going to be on this NASCAR.
Oh, so it's already on the car.
Oh, okay.
So even like this, today I'm going to go to Bristol, Tennessee with Austin Reed, number 14 in the NASCAR circuit, and he's going to be racing, helping raise awareness and promoting Save a Nut.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
Congratulations. Yeah. Where can people get information about it?
So you can go to tcancer.org to find out more about how you can protect yourself, or even if you know someone who may be wondering about it, like you could just go on there and find out more information. So.
Save a Nut, y'all. Yes. We'll put that information up, too, at the MRL show on our Instas, on our socials. There's Mark, everybody. Good for you. Dude. Anytime you need a host for Save a Nut, let us know.
Yes, honestly, we appreciate
it. All right. Congratulations on your award, too, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, man. Continue to keep saving the nuts.
Yeah, save the nuts. Raise awareness, everybody. We're laughing about it, but it is a really, really serious thing. It's the Manny Ryan Loren Show. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.